Do you know, every time I sit up here and I see you all coming down to the front, I think, what a blessing it is to have you all in our church. So many young boys and girls who are learning every week more about God, and hopefully as they do that, they are falling more and more in love with God as they learn. Because that's ultimately what we want from this series, our ABC series, which is what we're doing at the moment. We want you, as you get to know God better, as you answer these three questions, who is God, what is God like, and how should we respond to God, we want you to love him more and more. And just last week, is there a PowerPoint there to come up? Just last week, Jess was speaking to us. She was actually telling us about how we should tell others about Jesus, wasn't she? She was saying, tell others about Jesus. And that is probably the biggest reason why we're doing a series like this, because the more excited you get about God, what will you do? What do you do when you've got exciting news or exciting, you know, change in your life or something exciting has happened, yeah? You tell other people, that's right. And that is the point of the ABC series, that you would get excited about God, that you would think, wow, he's amazing. And then you just cannot help yourself but tell others about him. Well, we've broken new ground this morning because we are moving on to another letter. Finally, after about four T's, I think, we've moved on to a new letter, the letter U. Now, which small... Can anybody read that word? I know the bigger ones be able to read it, but there might be really clever smaller ones. Unchanging, Abigail. Good. Unchanging. And our God, the Bible says, is an unchanging God. Now, I was thinking, can you think of anything in this world or in your life or anything at all that you can think of that changes? What does it mean to change? What changes in this world? What changes? Yeah? People change. They do. They do. Yeah? Weather. Wow. Well, if we go to the next slide, you've basically chosen the first two things I thought of. People change. They don't stay the same. So there's our beautiful city of Edinburgh in the snow, in the rain, and then the sunshine at the top. And then there's three people down there. Can you guess who those three people are? Yeah. Esther. It's not Esther. Yeah. That's right. Well, you have a bit of an advantage. But yes, that's right. It's me on the left and Caleb and Abigail. That's right. And we've all changed. You can't say we all still look like that, can you? I definitely don't. We all change, don't we? And even circumstances change. I found myself last night, I was sitting at home, I was unpacking clothes after coming back, and I got a phone call, well, it was actually a text message, from Jenny, because she was meant to be sitting up here doing the kids' talk, but she's really hurt herself, and so she's badly injured, and she couldn't come this morning. And so even circumstances change, events change, and so now you have me instead. And then what else can change if we look at the next slide? What do you think this is showing? What changes here? Emotions change, or our mood, that's right. Some days we're feeling like that guy on the top left, and then maybe we're feeling like the girl in the bottom. And then some days I feel like that guy on the right-hand side. But my face maybe doesn't say it, but that's how I feel. We can change our mood, can't we? Our mood can change. We can feel sad. We can feel happy. We can feel angry. We can be impatient. We can feel all those sorts of things. There are so many things in this world that change. But this is what the Bible says about our God. It says that our God is unchanging. And God himself says, I, the Lord, do not change. And then in the New Testament, it says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. So God, all of God, the Trinity, the three persons of God, they never, ever change. But I was thinking about this word unchanging, and I thought, is change not a good thing? Hands up for who thinks change can sometimes be a good thing. Yeah? Sometimes. When can change be good? When can change be good? Yeah? Brilliant. That was my first example as well. If we are being changed by the Holy Spirit to be more like Jesus, that's a great thing, isn't it? That's a great thing because that's an improvement of who we were. When we become Christians, we can ask God to help us to change. To sin less, can't we? Because we now have the power to do that. And we can change, we can improve. Yes, Ethan, what was your change that might be good? Yes, weather might change for the better. I was even thinking about it in March, remember when it was raining so much? And we were getting a wee bit fed up with school. And then what happened to the weather? It got really cold, and what happened? Yes, snow came. Who liked that change? Who liked that change? I loved that change. I loved the snow. But then, hands up who got a little bit fed up with the snow. Hands up who got a little bit fed up not being able to go outside quite so much. Yeah, we all did. And so therefore, the change away from the snow was also good. And so we discover that change is good when it's good. Change is good when it improves our situation or ourselves. But now we want to think about God. Let's look at the next slide. These are some, not all, some of the words that we've been looking at. This whole series is going to incorporate 44 words about God. That's so exciting. But these are just some of them. Now let's think about this. God is attentive. He's attentive to absolutely every minute of our lives. His attention to us is perfect. It cannot be improved upon. So would we want that to change? Would we want that to change? No, we wouldn't want that to change. God is faithful. He is ever faithful with us. He never lets us down. Would we want that to change? No, we wouldn't want that to change. God is patient. He is so patient with us. On those slides, there wasn't a picture for impatience, but that wee boy might have been showing some impatience. And I show a lot of impatience in my life, and that is not good. But God is so patient. He is perfectly patient, we once learnt. Would we want that to change? Would we want him to become impatient? No, we don't want that. God is merciful. Would we want his mercy for us to change? No. And so as you look through that list, as you look through all of those words, as you look back on this whole series, and you discover what we're learning about God is great things. It is great things, Leah. And do you find yourself thinking, I want that God that I've learned about to change. Would you want God to change? No. No, Leah, we would not want God to change. So when God says, I am the Lord and I do not change, do you know what I say to that? I say, amen. Hallelujah. That is wonderful. I want to lift up my hands to that God. I want to say thank you to that God because he will never, ever change. As we get older, as we maybe change schools, as we maybe change friends, change houses, as we maybe change even to grow more and more like his son, Jesus, we want a God who never changes. We want a God who loves us just the same every day, even when we're naughty. We want a God who is as merciful with us every day, even when we don't deserve it, don't we? And so that's a wonderful thing. And that's what we're going to do now. We're going to pray to this unchanging God, and we're going to be so thankful for it. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you are an unchanging God. We thank you that your mercies are new every morning. We thank you that your patience is perfect for us. We thank you that your faithfulness is forever. Father, we are so grateful. We are overwhelmed. We fall on our knees and we worship you for being a God who is unchanging. We thank you that you say, I am the Lord and I do not change. Father, we thank you that Jesus is the same with us yesterday and today and tomorrow. We thank you that he is our Savior for yesterday's sins, today's sins, and tomorrow's sins. And we thank you so much for an unchanging God who loves us the same each and every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.